This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 8th. I'm Paul Plack. Airline service was suspended at several East Coast airports Saturday in what President Obama dubbed Snowpocalypse. Operations remained closed Sunday at Ronald Reagan Washington National and Thurgood Marshall in Baltimore and were only partially back up at Dulles after snowfall ranging from 18 to 32 inches by 10 p.m. Saturday. Five private jets were reportedly damaged when a hangar roof collapsed at Dulles. Officials believe an SR-20 may have hit a glider tow line attached to a Pawnee Saturday. Three people were killed when both planes collided and crashed near Boulder, Colorado. The glider pilot was able to release and make a safe landing. EADS wants yet another $2 billion from partner nations to put the A400M military transport into production. Bombardier's orders were down 97% last year, but deliveries dropped only 14%. Gotta love that backlog. Boeing has won a $324 million contract to upgrade four AWACS planes for France. Cessna has delivered five more Grand Caravans to Indonesia's Susi Air. British Airways says it has cut costs 10%, but revenue is down almost 13%. The airline says it will post a record loss for its fiscal year ending in March. An Embry-Riddle University study predicts that the aerospace industry will recover in 2010 and that the rate of recovery could be quick. It turns out skydive planes are just the thing for getting relief supplies into Haiti. And the creator of Avatar likes President Obama's new direction for NASA. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves takes on the FAA for its 200-page report that leaves unaddressed the real problem with airline pilot proficiency. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.